It's time to go beyond happy and to live joy fully. This is Lessons in Joyful Living with host Kimberly Rinaldi. Having created a highly successful coaching practice, now Kim teaches Lessons in Joyful Living. She believes in empowering others and that through it, you have the ability to break through any and all barriers. What used to take weeks, months, or even years, she can now show you in a matter of hours with her programs. Kimberly can help you achieve your highest potential and move toward your soul purpose. And she provides you with tools that you can carry with you for a lifetime. This is Lessons in Joyful Living. And now, here's your host, Kimberly Rinaldi.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome. And today is Thursday, July 24th, 2014. Gorgeous morning outside in Southern California. Blue sky, nice and warm, gonna be a humid one, gonna be a hot one, gonna be a good day. I spent last night, I was out late. I am an insomniac and I am wonderful if I'm up till 1 or 2 in the morning at home. It's different to be awake and at home than it is to be awake and outside and in the public and having to drive. I got home after midnight last night. I was out at the Pacific Amphitheater, which for those of you who aren't in Southern California, it is an outdoor venue that is at the Orange County Fairplex, and they bring in some really good acts every summer. And we try and get out there as often as possible. And I had a girlfriend who, I think it was Sunday, texted, "What are you doing Wednesday night? Do you want to go see Pat Benatar?" And I was all over it. I'm like, yes, absolutely. I'd love to see her. It's been about 5 years since I had seen her perform. And I'd seen her last at the House of Blues in Anaheim. And Pat Benatar was, I forget who the opening act was, wasn't really paying attention to them, but it was Pat Benatar and then Berlin with Terry Nunn. And then, opening act, Berlin with Terry Nunn, and then Pat Benatar with Neil Giraldo. And it was quite interesting because I saw, as I said, Pat Benatar about 5 years ago at the House of Blues, and it was, I want to say it was in June or July, it was summer, it was hot, and she wouldn't let them turn the air on because she wanted to not strain her vocal cords. So it was hot, it was crowded, and that's a stand-up venue. There was like, you know, literally 5 seats in the location. And I was miserable, but she was belting them out. She was doing pretty good. But what I noticed at that time seeing her, and I had seen her years before, I've seen her several times, at that time seeing her, she had started introducing more of Neil Giraldo, who is also known as Spider, also known as her husband. And they had been playing together for about 30 years at that point. This year, they're celebrating their 35th touring anniversary, and she said their 32nd wedding anniversary. But what I found interesting, because she is classically trained, she has an operatic range, she's got an amazing voice. She's in her 50s, mid-50s. So here she is. She has been belting out these hits for many, many years, touring for many years. I noticed that she, and a lot of singers will do it, they slow down their pace, they change their arrangements so they're not necessarily always reaching the notes that they used to reach. She did a couple songs that she didn't really stretch in, but by the third or fourth song when she was warmed up, she was really just hitting those notes and hitting them very consistently. Beautiful, beautiful voice. But again, I noticed that the arrangements have been changed to kind of, we're going to say, be a little bit more tender, a little more gentle on the voice, and introducing more of Neil doing solos on the guitar, solos on the piano, a little more conversation with the audience, and just really started realizing, you know, in order to take care of that voice that is her livelihood, her life and livelihood, you've got to do some consistent things across the board. I speak all the time. When I'm not on the radio, I'm doing speaking engagements. I am working with clients. I am yammering away to my friends and family. And there have been a handful of times in my career where I have literally bruised my vocal cords, and it feels like you get punched in the throat. There's no other way to describe it. So there are times that I know I haven't been taking the best care of my vocal cords. And last night it was interesting because here I am at a concert and I love to sing along and belt it out. And I'm like, number one, I'm tone deaf, so I don't even get close to the notes. But if I even tried this morning, I would not have had a voice. When I take road trips and I'm in the car alone and I'm belting them out, by the time I get where I'm going, I really am pretty hoarse from singing. So I know I don't always use the best vocal techniques. And when you think about what it is you do with your voice, whether it's what you use for a living, I mean, it is my tool. My voice is my tool. Or it's just what you use to communicate with others. Your voice basically conveys so much more of the conversation. Only 7% of what is perceived is actually the words. The majority of it is the tonation, the intonation, the way you use your voice in your words is how you are perceived more often than not. So, you know, it's something that I've been studying for 25 years. And interesting for me to go into this concert last night with a different ear. I was going in, you know, I was going to pay attention to what the arrangements were, pay attention to how she was singing. On the other side of that, Terry Nunn was belting him out and with no restraint. I mean, she was really, really hitting it. But, you know, I don't know what she does. I haven't seen her as many times or as recently, I should say. I think the last time I saw her was like 10 or 12 years ago. In Berlin, just on a side note, they played my high school homecoming dance my junior year. Just a little bit of trivia. So anyhow, I went to the concert last night, had a great time, was sitting down, not up and jumping around, not screaming at the top of my lungs, and I have a voice this morning to show for it. And while I was at the concert, I thought, you know, again, universal coincidence, if you will. Today's guest is actually somebody who spends her life and livelihood on her voice. And she's been a guest on the show before. So without any further delay, I want to welcome to the show Miss Bridget Brady. Good morning, Bridget.
Good morning, Kimberly. It's so good to be here.
Thank you. Thank you for joining me this morning.
Absolutely.
So, it was interesting because I was thinking about you, and I have reached out to you on a couple of occasions with, Bridget, I bruised my vocal cords. What do I do now? Your response,
yes.
Shut up. No, you weren't that. You're a little more tactful, but, you know, you rest it, and, you know, intuitively I knew that, but damn, it's hard to stop talking.
So. I know. I just prescribed vocal rest for another one of my clients, and he's like, he's like planning it a month from now, and I'm like, no, you need to do it now.
Yeah.
He's like, no, I can't. I need to speak for the next month, and I'm like, you know, that's your vocal funeral. Like, I can't control you, but same thing. He bruised his vocal cords, and it's very similar for anyone, and I do. You are right. My life, my livelihood is my voice, singing and speaking, and I'm like you. When you say you speak all the time and sing all the time, I do as well. If I'm not singing on stage, I'm in the recording studio. If I'm not in the recording studio, I'm speaking on stage. If I'm not speaking on stage, I'm doing webinars and teleseminars and working with clients. And it's magic. It's amazing and it's magical. And as you well know, as I well know, if we use our voices correctly, we can do that. Absolutely. Like, we can talk all the live long day. When you use your voice incorrectly, not so much.
Well, and that's just it. I find that when I'm in a professional setting, when I'm doing an event, when I'm working with a client, when I'm doing a webinar, speaking, the radio show, I'm in where I need to be. I'm in that lower register. I'm speaking from, you know, that chest center and diaphragm center. When I'm on my own, forget it. I go into those lazy behaviors, and that's where I usually get into trouble.
Well, and your vocal cords, most people don't know this, your vocal cords are approximately the size of a standard paperclip.
Yeah.
So if you think about that little tiny paperclip, that itty bitty thing, that's where your vocal cords. That's where all this amazing sound is not really coming from, because you're using your resonance plate. And, you know, if you've taken any of my courses, you'll know that I always, people are like, where does your voice come from? And everyone points to their throat. And I'm like, no, it comes from your whole body. Like from the soles of your feet, you know, to the tippy top of your head is where your voice really is coming from. And at the same time, you can bruise your vocal cords. You can hurt your vocal cords. And just like spraining your ankle, this is why people are so reticent to go on vocal rest when they hurt themselves. But if you sprain your ankle, you don't go running the next day. Like, you have to rest it. And it really is the same thing for your voice. It really is.
Yeah, and I find that I do go into silence when I see, I'll see a place on my calendar. It's like, oh, look, I don't have to speak. I will spend the whole day in silence if I can.
Yeah. And it's good. And your vocal cords appreciate that sometimes. I'm sure I spend a day in silence at least one every 10 years. At least one day every 10 years.
I'm trying to think. I think my last one was like 90 days ago, around the time I reached out to you. And I'm like, hey, I did it again. I feel like somebody punched me in the throat again. It's about once a quarter for me. But yeah, the vocal cords, the voice, it really is something that people, you just don't think about it. And whether you make your living, you know, whether you think you make your living with your voice or not, you actually do if you are in any type of public arena. And that goes from sales to, you know, customer service. You have to really think about what it is that you are putting out there in your tone, in your register, with your voice. And your words. But again, that's, your words are only 7% of what is being perceived.
Absolutely.
Yeah, when we come back, we're talking with Bridget Brady. We're going to talk about how you can use your voice in the best manner, what you can do. And I will share with you when we come back the way I sort of spoke for most of my natural life until I started really making a living with my voice. And it wasn't when I started speaking. It was actually when I started working in management. At 20-some years old, I had to take on a lower register and get out of that nasal whiny thing that I had been doing most of my life. So we'll talk about that when we come back. Join us back. We're speaking with Bridget Brady. We're talking about your voice. We're talking about how you use it. We're talking about what you are putting out there, not only with your words, but with the part that is sort of spoken yet unspoken, the sounds that you're making, and how you can change that. And how you can best use it. So join us back in just a few moments.
Having overcome tremendous obstacles herself, she believes happiness is overrated. She calls upon you to live joyfully. This is Lessons in Joyful Living. And Kimberly will be right back after these. Information about book publishing is power. The power to change your authoring life and the power to change the lives of your readers. So join us for Your Guide to Book Publishing. Everything you want to know but didn't know what to ask. With your host, Dr. Judith Bryles. Thursdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You'll hear about statistics, scenarios, and strategies on what to do now. As the book shepherd, Dr. Judith Bryles is in. And each week, she will include publishing professionals that will reveal tips and secrets to the author's journey. If there is a book in you, you want to listen, learn, and yes, call in with your questions each week. For more on Judith and what she can do for you, check out her website, thebookshepherd.com. It's Your Guide to Book Publishing. Everything you want to know but didn't know what to ask. Brought to you by AuthorU and The Book Shepherd with your host, Dr. Judith Bryles. Thursday evenings at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific. As a member of the baby boomer generation, you want insights and ideas that factor into planning for, making choices about, and activating your new or mothballed dreams. As a boomer, you can learn how to act on your visions by tuning into the Awakening to Awareness show on Tuesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern. If you are inspired to follow your own path, step into new directions, and are excited about what you, as a recent or soon-to-be retiree, can do with your life, this is your show. Listen to the show that focuses on self-belief and possibilities for emerging seniors who look forward to life's third act with dread or amazing promise. Host Eric Tonigson and his guests share entertaining ideas and explore strategies to reignite your passions and shift your intentions into action. In his naturally curious and motivating ways, Eric explores personal values, shares wisdom, and encourages you to unlock and live your potential and purpose. Join Eric and his Awakening to Awareness show on Tuesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on the TogiNet Talk Radio Network. Welcome back to Lessons in Joyful Living, teaching you how to truly stand in a place of peace, joy, and abundance. And know that is calling for each and every one of us. This is what drives Kimberly to live what she teaches and share her success and passion for helping others to help themselves. So let's get back to the show. It's Lessons in Joyful Living, and here again is your host, Kimberly Rinaldi.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome back. And this morning we're speaking with Bridget Brady, and we're talking about your voice, not just the words, but how you use it. And before we went into the break, I was mentioning that in my early 20s, I want to say 19 or 20, I had my first management position. I was promoted to multiple physician, multiple facility manager for a healthcare group. And I, you know, here I had to take responsibility for some serious, you know, monetary and healthcare issues in the industry. And at 19 or 20, I still had that very nasal, in the throat, in the sinus cavity. I mean, it was just, it was almost Fran Drescher without the guttural raspy to it. It was just that high tone whining. And nobody took me seriously. And I started thinking, okay, I'm 19 and, you know, 20-ish, early 20s. These are people who are 10, 15, 20 years older than me. I can't make myself older. What can I do? I can sound older and I can dress older. So I started dressing more professionally. I took my voice into a lower register and started speaking just intuitively, and then actually did some training and realized that my voice in that higher whiny register, it was just grating and irritating, and nobody wanted to take me seriously. So what do you tell your clients who come to you and, you know, you hear their voice and it's nails on a chalkboard? Because that's where I was.
I know. You know what? That is a hard question, because here's what's interesting is that most people don't realize what they sound like, and most people, and here's, it's an interesting conundrum. I would imagine it's the same conundrum that personal trainers might have or nutritionists might have, because you don't want to be with a client or be with a prospective client and be like, yeah, your voice sounds like nails on a chalkboard. How are you possible?
It is the equivalent of, yes, your baby's ugly. I get that.
Right. It is. And that's what I mean about, like, nutritionists be like working with their clients, be like, yeah, you are really out of shape, lady. I mean, what do you do? Like, how do you, it's a conundrum for me. But the reality is there have been many, many, many studies done about this. And here's an interesting little tidbit for your audience, is that your income, in most cases, is directly proportional to how well you speak. They have done so many studies about this, Harvard Business School and Forrester Research, and it's not, yes, it's your grammar and it's your language, but it is also your resonance, your diction, your enunciation, and your tone, 100%. So the answer to your question is, I don't know. I say things like, you know, let's, okay. You know, I hear them and I'm like, all right, you know, let's start from the very beginning. Let's work on your breathing. You know, the voice is building blocks. And I just don't really say anything. I don't tell them that their baby is ugly. I just tell them what we can work on. And we start at the beginning.
Which is good. It's good. You know, and for me to have hit on that intuitively, and honestly, it was not something that I was comfortable with, and even hearing myself on recordings, and that's part of how I changed it, was I would, you know, little tiny tape recorder, record, listen to it, go, oh, sweet Jesus, no wonder they're just not listening to me. You know, drop the tone a little bit more, take it into that more adult feel. And just, again, modeling excellence, looking at the people who were in the positions that I wanted. They were a little quieter. They didn't go up and into a higher register when they were angry. They actually dropped their tone, and people listened. They got quieter to get attention. Rather, have you ever been in an event and they're like, hello, hello, you know, everyone's attention back here.
Yes.
Actually get a little quieter so that they can't hear.
Yeah.
Just under the tone where they can hear. And people drop their voices. They start paying attention. It's interesting how I came across it. So
absolutely.
You have been doing this voice work for a very long time.
Yeah, I mean, a really long time. I mean, the truth is, so my my mom always said that I sang before I spoke. My mom used to take me. I was, you know, 6 months old. I wasn't even speaking yet. And my mom would hold, my mom sang in the church choir, and she would hold me. And she said, and I, this is according to my, I was 6 months old. I don't know. This is what my mom says. And she said that I used to, like, coo and, like, make little ooh sounds, but in tone, on pitch, with the chorus.
Wow.
So, yeah. So I've been doing this forever, and then I sang my whole life, and, like, literally, you know, I joined the Colorado Children's Chorale when I was 8 years old, and then I went on to study with some of the best vocal teachers on the planet in New York City, and that's really where I got my chops, and where I not only studied singing, but I studied voice and speech and vocal production and vocal health. And I did. I studied with Ron Shetler and Eileen Schaller and, I mean, some of the top, top vocal coaches on the planet.
Right.
And there it is.
Yeah, and then modeling excellence. Now you're out there teaching based on the tools and techniques that you've learned because it works. It just flat out works.
It does work, and people don't realize that it's a learnable skill. I do have people, and I really say this with in not in the egoic way. People are like, oh, but your voice, like, oh, your voice is so wonderful. Oh, but your voice, your voice. And I'm like, yeah, on some level, we're born with some, with certain attributes, right? Like, so on some level, yay, I was given a gift of a nice voice. And I've worked on it since I was 8 years old. These are learnable skills, and people don't always realize that.
You know what, and that's so funny, because I talk about psychic development in the same way. It is a learnable skill. Where you came in with the voice, I came in with the ability to see and talk to dead people.
Nice.
And I teach it, and I tell people, look, I could work with a vocal coach and learn to sing, because I really am totally off-key. I may never make it to Broadway. I may never get operatic range, but I could pass in a group singing without, and this happened, this really did happen in junior high. I was in the chorus, and the teacher pulled me aside and said, just move your lips, darling.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely. I do that in my class all the time. I teach people. We do exercises where we over-enunciate. People do not. I say this with love. People don't realize how they sound, how little they move their mouth, how their tone is in one tone and they're not using vocal variants, how their tone is dead. People don't realize it. They're like, you know, what are you talking about? My voice is fine. I'm like, your voice is not fine, my friend. I mean, yeah, it's fine. Actually, fine is the right word. And I mean it with love. I'm like, let's, you know, I don't know, how much money do you want to make? How successful do you want to be in your career? People overlook working on their voice and on their presentations and on their speaking. And I'm here to say, let's work on it.
Yeah, and that is part of the engagement process. You know, for any of us who have had to go to, you know, I did for CMEs working in healthcare for 20 plus years. So I would go to events where I had to sit and learn stuff and the CEUs. And there were people I'd be like, oh, sweet Jesus, just let a bolt of lightning hit me right here. Just put me out of my misery. They were monotone. They were absolutely disengaging. They were looking at their papers and reading from, you know, their information. I learned how to speak from learning what not to do.
Well, and what's interesting about that, I recently worked, I did some, he took one of my courses, and then I did some private work with a radio show host. And I didn't get his permission to use his name, so I won't at this moment. But I worked with him, and he went into the studio to do his radio show and he just literally took one class with me and had one private session with me. And mm-hmm. his producer was like, he couldn't figure it out, but he was like, "What? Like, man, you are on fire today. Like, your energy is incredible. Your show is amazing. I've never heard your show this good." And, you know, he told his producer and he told me, he said, "Bridget, it was the vocal work that we did. I didn't change anything else but the way I was speaking and the way I used my voice." And he was like, he registered for like my next class and 10 more sessions. And it was amazing. It totally changed his show. And I, again, like, it just is what it is. You know, it's not me. It's the work.
It's the work, it's the tools, it's the exercises, it's applying the exercises.
Yes.
It's funny because I tell my students and clients, I'm like, "Look, I can give you all of the training, all of the techniques, but if you're not applying them," it's like when people run into me and they're like, "Oh my God, you look gorgeous today. What'd you do different with your makeup?" I put it on. I find that when I apply the tools rather than leaving them in a drawer, much better outcomes.
Right. Man, you're smart.
I know, right?
You are, yeah.
So we're going into our next break. When we come back, we're speaking with Bridget Brady. We're talking about your voice. We're talking about the fact that it does impact whatever you're doing. Again, you don't have to be a professional speaker. You don't have to be on radio. You don't have to think you're out there making your living with your voice. But if you're communicating with anybody, you are making a living. It is impacting your life. It is impacting your livelihood. So are you using the best voice you can? Join us back in just a few moments and find out. If you haven't already joined me, go to KimberlyRinaldi.com, sign up for our VIP newsletter, find out where I am, what I'm doing, when I'm doing it. We'd love to have you join us. And if you're in the U.S. or Canada, you can text LIJL to 22828. You're going to get that newsletter as well as my Deeper Meditation MP3. And we've actually just added a whole handful of other bonuses, but you'll have to sign up to find out what those are because they are pretty cool. I did some work over the weekend and thought, you know what? This isn't enough. Let's add some more to it. So you're going to get more bonuses than just that meditation. So join us. But more importantly, join us back in a minute.
Having overcome tremendous obstacles herself, she believes happiness is overrated. She calls upon you to live joyfully. This is Lessons in Joyful Living, and Kimberly will be right back after these. Are you fascinated by the stories behind the stories, the people behind their masks, the truth about people's failures and redemptions in both their business and personal lives? Then Off the Record Secrets Of with host Judy Schreiner is for you. It's people's secrets that make them interesting, but very few folks are willing to reveal them unless they trust that their information will be treated with accuracy, fairness, and respect. People have been entrusting their secrets to longtime business journalist Judy Schreiner for the last 25 years, and now she's bringing her expertise and impressive contact list. Tune in and call in as host Judy Schreiner talks to guests off the record as they reveal new secrets each Tuesday at noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central. Information about book publishing is power. The power to change your authoring life and the power to change the lives of your readers. So join us for Your Guide to Book Publishing. Everything you want to know but didn't know what to ask. With your host, Dr. Judith Bryles. Thursdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You'll hear about statistics, scenarios, and strategies on what to do now. As the book shepherd, Dr. Judith Bryles is in. And each week, she will include publishing professionals that will reveal tips and secrets to the author's journey. If there is a book in you, you want to listen, learn, and yes, call in with your questions each week. For more on Judith and what she can do for you, check out her website, thebookshepherd.com. It's Your Guide to Book Publishing. Everything you want to know but didn't know what to ask. Brought to you by Author You and The Book Shepherd. With your host, Dr. Judith Bryles. Thursday evenings at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific. Welcome back to Lessons in Joyful Living. teaching you how to truly stand in a place of peace, joy, and abundance. And know that is calling for each and every one of us. This is what drives Kimberly to live what she teaches and share her success and passion for helping others to help themselves. So let's get back to the show. It's Lessons in Joyful Living, and here again is your host, Kimberly Rinaldi.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome back. And this morning we're speaking with Bridget Brady, voice coach extraordinaire. So welcome back, Miss Bridget. Before we go in, because I know we have tips that you want to share, but before we go into that, is there like any one vocal thing that just absolutely, again, back to the nails on the chalkboard, but, you know, is it the nasal, is it the vocal fry, the monotone, the one thing that you see like more people doing consistently than any other thing?
I think, yes, the one thing more than anything is monotone and lack of vocal variance and vocal variety. I think that's the, yeah, the number one thing I see most people do is they talk on one tone and they do their thing like this and that's all the whole thing and here's my data. I mean, I can't even, I don't know.
You can't
I can't do it. But a lot of that's what I hear all the time. All the time. Yeah.
Wow. So you have 5 tips for us to share on how to improve your voice now. Now.
Yes.
All of you listening, now.
Yes, all right. Pens and paper at the ready. If you do these 5 simple things, these things will change your voice. So here we go. Number one, breathe. Breathe, breathe, breathe. You want to take nice, full breaths into your rib cage, into your diaphragm, into your back, right? So you want to take a nice full breath. Take your time to breathe. I'll give credit where credit is due. Ron Shetler, one of the best vocal coaches on the planet in New York City, if you're out there, he says every inhale is the preparation for the sigh of well-being. So every time you breathe, you don't want to take this little short, like none of that. Nice, deep, So take nice deep breaths. That's one. It'll change your life. Two.
Well, and you know what? Can I address something?
Oh,
what I see?
Please.
I work with people on a technique called toning, and it's breathing and it's vocal release. And I have to put my hand on their shoulders. I'm like, sweetie, your shoulders do not have lungs.
Yeah.
Those shoulders should not be moving.
Yeah.
If those shoulders are moving, you're breathing too high and too shallow. Get it deeper.
That is yes, Kimberly. Yes. You can come teach my next class with me.
I will.
Come on over. Let's do it.
I will.
Nice, full, deep, grounded breaths. That tip alone will change everything. 2, move your mouth. Don't be afraid to move your lips and enunciate your words. And don't be afraid, especially if you're conducting business over the phone and all they have, like Kimberly was saying, only 7% of what people perceive from you are the words you're saying. The rest of it, if you're in front of someone, can be visual as well. But if all they have is your voice, you got to move your mouth. You got to enunciate your words. You have to really bring in all the little, I call it vocal yummy. You have to bring in all those little pieces of yummy that the audience can connect with. That's 2. Does that make sense, Kimberly?
Oh, absolutely. And another little, you know, variance on that.
Yes.
I say if you're on the phone, move anyhow.
Yes.
Move. Don't just move your mouth. Move your hands. Flail about if you must. Get that energy going. Because most people who make their living sitting on the phone, and I love this when I'm calling customer service, and the reason we can't do this is because it's outside of our scope of practice. It's like, really, you're sitting there, your head is down, you're reading from a script. I can tell your elbows are on the table. And I usually get the, seriously, you know that? Yes, I know that. Get involved. Right now, I'm flailing my hands about because that's what I do when I talk.
Yes.
Get that energy moving. And it actually helps you to enunciate. It helps you to open the mouth and form those words.
Yes. Yay. Okay, good. Look at this. 2 things already. It's going to totally change everyone's world.
Yeah.
3, and we already talked about this a little bit, but don't be afraid to use vocal variants. Now, here's what I mean by that. That can be in your tone, you know, going up in your voice, going down in your voice. That can be the power of the pause. Letting, you know, you don't have to just keep talking like this the whole time, and then here's more data for you, right? You can go up, you can go down. You can wait a minute. You can get quieter. You can get louder, right? So vocal variance, that using that anytime you speak is going to have a 10,000 times more impact on your audience. That's number three.
Love it.
Right, and I love it. Number four. Now, this is a little bit advanced, and, you know, I work on this in much more detail when I work with people, but it has to do with connecting and rounding your tones. So let me hear me out on this one a little bit. So when your vocal cords smack together, it's called a glottal stop. And one, it's not great for your voice. Now, sometimes you need to use a glottal stop, but one, it's not great for your voice, and two, it's very alarming for the audience when you're smacking your cords together all the time, right? So you want to connect your thoughts, really. So you want to connect the whole thought and round it out. So as opposed to, you want to connect the whole thought and round it out, right? I'm smacking my vocal cords together. No one wants to hear that. You want to connect the whole thought and round it out. Do you hear the difference?
Absolutely.
It's amazing, right?
Mm-hmm.
One little, yeah, just stop smacking your vocal cords together. That's also, by the by, how I've heard a lot of very successful speakers lose their voice, is because it's not, they're just smacking their vocal cords together all day long when they could be initiating the sound on their breath and connecting the, you know, connecting the tones.
Good. Can I just, from that and thinking about a couple of speakers that we know, I think that comes from, and if you hear I'm doing it now, it comes from breathing. It starts with breathing with it, in my opinion, and you're the professional, you can tell me. It starts with the breathing, and the other thing is they're trying to use sound as far as being louder versus being effective.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
I think it makes complete sense, and it actually goes into a piece of the puzzle number five, and I mentioned it before, but it's worth mentioning again, is you must use your whole body when you're speaking. Your vocal cords are just this one, this little tiny paperclip. Your voice must come from the soles of your feet and your legs and your hips and your diaphragm. And you, it's, again, if you're not over the radio, I feel like this is a little bit harder to explain, but you can't just try to come from your throat. I think that's what you're hearing, Kimberly, when you're hearing those speakers.
Like,
I'm going to be louder with my voice. But they're not, you know, as opposed, and of course we're on the radio, so I'm not really going to be super loud as I would in an auditorium, but like that, you know, I'm going to be louder with my whole body, right? You got to like really engage your entire body in your intensity. And so I think that's what that's actually tip number five. So good secret lead-in, Psychic Kimberly.
Yeah.
right? Thank you, Psychic Kimberly.
You're very welcome.
Yes, well, I appreciate it. So that's, you know, tip number five is engage your entire body. Engage every cell of your being into your vocal production. That's it. Your voice will stay healthy forever and ever. It just will. Because you're not trying to put all the pressure on that little tiny paperclip that everyone seems to want to, like, you know, pound on when they use their voice. No more. Don't do it.
Yeah. And again, you know, you want to use another example. When you're lifting heavy objects, they say do not lift with your back. Your lower back is a small amount of musculature. You lift with your thighs, which is a bigger muscle mass.
Right.
So rather than using that little tiny paper clip to exude what it is you're trying to convey, use the entire body. And if you can imagine, while I'm speaking right now, the hands are, I'm conducting an orchestra as I'm having this conversation.
Yes.
Because I do exude. I do use the entire body when I'm having conversation. Even when I'm on the phone, to the extent it's hysterical, people will ask me something, and then they'll say, well, And I'm all, oh, I was nodding. You just couldn't right. hear it.
Right. Yeah. So there you have it. There's the five. So breathe, move your mouth and enunciate, use vocal variants, connect your thoughts with rounded tones, and use your whole body when you speak. That alone, like, there's the gold right there. You know, you can study this more. You can certainly learn. I mean, my goodness, I've been studying this for, you know, years, a long time.
Five.
A really long time.
Since you were 18, five years, sweetheart.
That's exactly right. So there's those five things, though. If you implement even those, they will change the way you speak, and more importantly, they will change the efficacy of your speaking. And that's really what we're talking about.
Yeah, of your message. And that, you know, that is such a powerful tool. Again, 7% are the actual words. 7% of your communication are the actual words. The rest is body language and your voice. So think about what you're projecting. I had a very, very real in my face circumstance in my early 20s where, as a new manager, I had to learn to become effective very quickly. So, you know, think about where maybe you're not as effective as you could be, as you should be. So we're going into our last break. When we come back, Bridget has more information for you, and she has put together a lovely little offer for those of you who are ready to take it to the next step, because it isn't just about these five tools. Having the five tools will make a difference. Working with somebody to coach you through them will make all the difference. So join us back in just a moment. If you haven't already joined me, you can go to KimberlyRinaldi.com, sign up for that VIP newsletter, find out where I am, what I'm doing, when I'm doing it. We've got some exciting things coming up. We're launching a new radio network on August 4th, Lessons in Joyful Living as a fully articulated radio network. That's one thing. So we look forward to seeing you there. Another thing, we've got August 15th coming up in San Diego. We have the Star of India private tour. We are doing a private lockdown paranormal investigation. We only had 12 tickets available. We've still got a handful left. We want to make sure that we have those of you who are interested going joining us, because it's going to be fun. So join us back in just a few moments. We're speaking with Bridget Brady. We're talking about your voice. We're talking about how you can be the most effective.
Having overcome tremendous obstacles herself, she believes happiness is overrated. She calls upon you to live joyfully. This is Lessons in Joyful Living, and Kimberly will be right back after these. Martha Sanchez, the host of the Mommy to Mogul radio show, empowering women to build a successful business, invites you to join her on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. At the ripe age of 5, she was already interpreting information in documents and instructions on forms for her immigrant parents. Now, through her experience and those of her guests, she provides you with valuable steps to empower you to reach financial independence. Martha A. Sanchez is a registered nurse with a Bachelor in Nursing and Master's of Business Administration. She's a business coach, speaker, author, and CEO of Moss International, LLC. Her diverse work experience brings you expertise in areas essential to customer service, social media, and budgeting. The Mommy to Mogul radio show furthers her personal mission of empowering women to help them build successful businesses so they can reach financial independence. Join Martha Sanchez, the host of the Mommy to Mogul radio show, Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Information about book publishing is power. The power to change your authoring life and the power to change the lives of your readers. So join us for Your Guide to Book Publishing. Everything you want to know but didn't know what to ask. With your host, Dr. Judith Bryles. Thursdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You'll hear about statistics, scenarios, and strategies on what to do now. As the book shepherd, Dr. Judith Bryles is in. And each week, she will include publishing professionals that will reveal tips and secrets to the author's journey. If there is a book in you, you want to listen, learn, and yes, call in with your questions each week. For more on Judith and what she can do for you, check out her website, thebookshepherd.com. It's your guide to book publishing. Everything you want to know but didn't know what to ask. Brought to you by Author You and the Book Shepherd with your host, Dr. Judith Briles. Thursday evenings at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific. Welcome back to Lessons in Joyful Living, teaching you how to truly stand in a place of peace, joy, and abundance. And know that is calling for each and every one of us. This is what drives Kimberly to live what she teaches and share her success and passion for helping others to help themselves. So let's get back to the show. It's Lessons in Joyful Living, and here again is your host, Kimberly Rinaldi.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome back. And this morning we're joined by Bridget Brady, and we're talking about your voice. And it isn't just the words you use. It is how you use those words. It's your actual voice. So welcome back, Miss Bridget.
Thank you, Miss Kimberly.
So you have been singing and speaking and, you know, doing it before you could even walk or form a word. We talk about finding what our purpose in life and, you know, Our purpose in life is what we're here to do, and sharing that purpose. I really want to illuminate for the listeners that this just isn't about professional speakers. What are some of the other areas and lines of purpose have you had people coached from?
Oh, my goodness. you name it. So you alluded, or you said this before, everyone uses their voice. Now, I know it sounds kind of crazy, but even parents speaking to their children, your children will be able to hear you more effectively and better if your voice sounds better to them. And here's the truth. I don't really know why this works, but it works. So I've worked with parents. I've certainly worked with actually a lot of executives and people in corporate America, like you were saying, managers, executives. I have worked with telemarketers and people who do customer service and do telemarketing on the phone. Certainly salespeople. I mean, forget about it. If you are a salesperson, you must put on your list, if you haven't done it yet, to get really serious about your vocal training, because you will see your sales increase, you know, by 50 to 80%. When you change your vote, when you change your voice. So I would say, I mean, I've worked with everyone across the board. So yes, of course, speakers and radio professionals, but yeah, parents, telemarketers, people in corporate America, people in customer service. It applies to everything. It's like drinking water. Like, is water a good idea? You know, is it a good idea to drink water? It is. Like, who is it a good idea for to drink water? Oh, right, everyone. So unless you truly don't, I mean, I guess there are, I don't know who they are, but I guess there are people in the world who don't use their voice. But, you know, everyone, I was at the Apple store last night looking at a new Mac, and I'm like noticing the different salespeople and the way they were talking to me. And I'm more encouraged to buy something from someone who speaks well. I just am. So.
And that is at a, you do it at a conscious level. It happens at an unconscious, or we'll call it subconscious level, for everyone else who isn't involved in the vocal training, who doesn't. And for me, I've studied language and communication for 25 years, so I come at it from the mechanics of it. So we become conscious of it. But, you know, again, at an unconscious level, we're making judgments, we're making decisions based on how people communicate with us.
Absolutely.
So, you know, who is it important to? Everybody except for the guy living in a cave with a goat.
That is right. Yes, you guy in the cave, please don't register to do any work with me. It's not going to help you. With the goat. No,
because the goat isn't listening.
Guy with the goat.
Yeah, no matter what, the goat simply isn't going to listen.
Oh my God, hysterical.
So, you know, and that's why I wanted you to illuminate that. It isn't just about professional speakers. Now, if you have a goal to have your own business, you're going to want to speak professionally. If you are in a corporate position and you want promotions, guess what, baby cakes? You're going to have to speak professionally. You're going to have to get up in front of people. And it isn't just about getting over your fear of public speaking. It's about getting effective at your public speaking.
Yes, but really quickly on that, here's what's interesting is it's not that I specifically specifically work on the fear of public speaking with people. Mm-hmm. But if you have some really rock and roll techniques under your belt of breathing and grounding, and, you know, in my courses, we also do talk about presentation templates, whether that's a one-on-one meeting or in the boardroom or in front of 10,000 people, I do talk about those as well. Like, I marry that with the vocal production. But what I find is that once you have the tools, that fear just kind of goes away by itself. It's pretty miraculous, actually. Oh, but I'm so afraid. I'm like, well, forget about, like, be afraid and learn the techniques. And then suddenly, and I see people who start with me and they are literally a shaking leaf in front of the room. Again, I'm thinking of someone specifically, and is now a professional speaker. And that wasn't even necessarily her intention, but she got so into it that she totally recreated her business and is now speaking like all over the country. And she started in the front of the room shaking like a leaf.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Just by learning the tools, her fear dissipated. It was amazing.
Yeah, and that's what, you know, truly, if it's comfortable, we're already doing it.
Exactly.
That's the bottom line. So understand, if it's something that you're not doing, there is going to be discomfort. But if you have a good skill set, a good tool set behind you, and you have exercised them and mastered them, by the time you get there, it's a fabulous place to be. I mean, look at this example.
It is. It's amazing. And then that's where, you know, talk about living into your purpose. And I'm such a sap. But, like, every time I see this woman, because we do continued work together, like, I'm, like, crying my face off. Like, I can't even – it's so moving to me to get to be even, like, the tiniest piece of the puzzle in helping someone. You know, it's so funny you say lessons in joyful living. That's part of my mission, is to live in and help others be joyful, happy, and fulfilled. And it's amazing. Like, it's 100% part of my mission. I get so passionate about it. And then I spend half of the end of my classes, like, crying my face off because I can't. I'm like, you're learning it. It's so good.
Because
it.
It's so empowering. It's so funny because I did that. I do that when I close three of my programs that are 4 and 5 day intensives. By the time I'm done and I'm wrapping stuff up, I'm all, you don't understand, because it's part of the empowerment. It's giving that gift that you know they're going to take beyond those four walls.
Yes. Yeah,
fabulously
amazing.
Powerful.
Amazing. Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
So speaking of powerful,
yes.
You have a training coming up and you have an offer for our listeners who are inclined to join the training, either live or you have another online option as well for those who can't make it to Southern California.
I do. Okay, so first and foremost, again, pens and papers, so you know where to find it. You can register for both of my courses at thevoicegenius.com. So that's where you want to go, thevoicegenius.com. I have a live, I'm so excited. If you can, like, take a bus, take a train, take a spaceship, come to Los Angeles. I have a live training on November 8th, 2014, Saturday, November 8th, 2014, in Los Angeles. It is a one-day vocal speaking, sales, and presentation intensive that I promise you will change the way you speak, present, and do business forever and ever. Amen. It is change on a cellular level. That's November 8th. If you go to thevoicegenius.com, click on the courses tab, courses, register there, and when you register, enter the promo code JOY, J-O-Y. That's my homage to Kimberly, because this is for her listeners. Enter the promo code JOY, and I'm going to give you, drum roll please, $500 off of that course. What? Yes. So it's my thank
you.
You're
awesome that way.
I'm awesome that way because you're awesome that way. It's my thank you to Kimberly. It's my thank you to you listeners for being here. And, you know, it's just whatever. You got in on the inside track. Here you are. So enter the promo code JOY, J-O-Y. You get $500 off that course. Go ahead.
I was going to say, love it, love it.
Love it. If you cannot make it to Los Angeles, I have a virtual course that you can also register for at the same, on the exact same place, thevoicegenius.com, the courses tab. You will see it's my, you know, it says the virtual course. You can take the virtual course, register there. That's actually through the largest online university on the planet, learn.org and yougotclass.net. I'm their official speaker and presentation trainer. So, thevoicegenius.com, courses tab, live in LA on November 8th, virtual coming up in September, but I do those courses. You'll see you can click and choose from different dates. If you come to the live course, please enter the promo code JOY, J-O-Y. You get $500 off my course, and then we get to meet and play for an entire day. You're going to love it.
I love it.
There you go.
I love it. All right. Well, we're coming to the end of the show again. It goes so quickly when we chat.
Yeah.
So looking forward to having you back. We'll get you back on again soon. In the meanwhile, where do people find you if they want to bypass all that and go directly to, you know, go and work with you one-on-one? Where do they go?
Yes. So really, you can absolutely, there are options to connect with me at thevoicegenius.com. You can also find me on all social media. My handle is the, like T-H-E, Bridget Brady. So Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, Pinterest, Instagram, YouTube. That's my handle across all the social media platforms. The, like T-H-E, the Bridget Brady. Find me, follow me, connect with me. Like, let's get connected. And I have lots of fun, really a lot of fun stuff that I give away. I'm a big believer in freebies and giving away value. So find me on social media, and you'll get lots of fun stuff from me as well.
Perfect. Thank you for joining me today, Bridget.
Oh, my gosh. Kimberly, thank you. This is, like, you're amazing, and this is such a joy. I'm so fun. Lessons in Joyful Living. It's such a joy for me to be here. I think you're an incredible woman and speaker and empowerer of humans, and thank you. I really appreciate being here.
Oh, you're so welcome. And thank you all for listening. Don't forget to go out and do good things for you today. And when you find your lesson in joyful living, whatever it is, don't forget to share it. Finding it is only half of the work. Sharing it helps you really anchor what that lesson is, and it helps others. And if you can help someone else, what a gift. What a gift. So join us back tomorrow, 10 a.m. Pacific Time, live, on demand, anytime on iTunes, and coming to you live as an Articulated Network on August 4th. We look forward to seeing you there.
Thank you for being a part of Lessons in Joyful Living with Kimberly Rinaldi. Each week, Kimberly will be sharing from her 20-plus years in corporate and business development, decades of combined experience to help you go past happy and to get to joyful living.